I have walked out on a pool deck and been like, excuse me. And it didn't go over very well, so I didn't do that again.
No.
Excuse me.
Welcome to Fit to Be Radio. Slip on your minimal sneakers, notch your headphones into your ears, tuck your smartphone into your pocket, and take us along for a walk while we talk. Or just grab a cup of your favorite drink and get on the floor and stretch a bit while we bring you all things fitness, core, and diastasis recti related.
You guys ready?
Yes. Yep.
All right.
Born ready.
Born ready. I love that.
I love your first one, though, when you're like, I wish I could just say all those things.
I know.
That is so bad.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fit to Be Radio. My name is Chris Banky. I'm one of the co-founders of Fit to Be Studio, and I'm your host for today. I've also got the founder and CEO of Fit to Be Studios, Beth Learn, in the house, as always. And today, it's going to be kind of fun. We've been talking about different ideas for the podcast, and we talked about doing something that I've never actually seen on a podcast or heard. Have you heard about this?
No.
So
I've never heard it done.
We're just going to assume we are breaking new ground.
Yeah, we are trendsetters.
So it's going to be hashtag rapid fire. What we're going to do is we're going to learn more about Beth, because we realize a lot of you people that are out there that are listening to this podcast may not actually know anything about us or our brand or Beth herself. And she's a really cool, interesting person with a lot of interesting ideas. And so we want to rapid fire through some of those. So we got a list of questions that we put together that we're going to go through. We're going to fly through these. And sometimes I think it might even be a one word answer, but sometimes she's going to say an answer to one of these questions and I'm going to be like, what are you talking about? So let's get into it. I'm excited to actually, I think I know the answers to some of these, but some of these I have no idea. So let's do it. You ready? You ready for the rapid fire?
I am ready. After 8 years,
there's some things on here that are strange, though. that I
you came up with some of them.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. I'm ready.
What do you eat for breakfast?
I eat coffee.
Ew, me too. Coffee.
Or one of my go tos is Dave's Killer Bread Toast with grass fed butter and guacamole.
Guacamole. Interesting. Really, actually, that sounds really good. I'm hungry.
You get your fats, you get your carbs, you get some protein.
Yeah. Good stuff. That's awesome. Dave's Killer Bread, if you guys don't know, look it up. Kind of a local company that's going national now. It's a cool guy. Cool story. Good products. So coffee, you eat coffee. What's in your coffee?
To make it edible. I put collagen in my coffee.
Okay.
And usually half and half and a spoonful of organic cane sugar or some evaporated sweetened, sweetened condensed milk.
Yeah, so it's awesome. Either or. You don't put all of it in.
No, I don't put all of it in.
Got it. Collagen. I know we wrote a blog post. You wrote a blog post on collagen that got a lot of people talking about collagen.
Mm-hmm.
What collagen do you use in this coffee?
I am currently using Zint brand. I've also used Vital Proteins or Great Lakes, whatever's on sale.
Whatever's on sale. So collagen, it's just collagen. In your coffee, get some protein. Favorite color?
Is currently mint green.
Not currently, all time. Like the all-time.
All time is red. I use a lot of red in my decor.
Okay. So, okay.
Now my nails are mint green.
Okay. Ew, nice. I like that.
Like, ew. Wait, nice.
Well, okay, you know.
Yeah, if you're listening, we also video these, so you can.
Yeah, so if you're listening and you want to see the mint green nails, which are fabulous, then you hop over to our website and you can watch this podcast. You can watch it.
My husband chose the color, actually, this time.
Okay, so red is all-time favorite. Mint green now. What? So those are really different colors.
Yes, they are.
This is where you say why red, why mint green.
Where I say, well, I just like those colors. That's where you say why, not me.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to have a reason. So there's no significance to the color mint green.
No. I'm just very drawn to it.
I like it. I like green, not mint green. I like green though. Green's my favorite. How many places have you lived? How many cities? What are they?
Okay, I've lived in Corbett, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, and Battleground, Washington.
Okay. Portland. Okay, now how many houses? Day one. Start from.
Okay, one in Corbett. Corvallis. Corvallis, Oregon is where I went to school. So, one and then two, three in Portland total, and then two different locations in Corvallis, and now our place in Battleground.
Nice. What's your favorite place to live?
I am now. I really like
this. Yeah. You got it dialed there. You got it dialed. Corvallis, you went to school in Corvallis. Tell us, where'd you go to school?
Went to Oregon State University originally for political science. But after a semester there, I was like, nope, nope, nope. I think I like exercise a lot more than politics.
Okay. So then what'd you do? Did you change your major?
Yeah. I changed my major and stuck with it. And I taught group fitness all through college.
Yeah.
My way through. It was a great way to pay my way through college.
So you changed your major once or did you jump around?
No, just once.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So you got into exercise, sports science, fitness, all those things. And you're like, in my lane. I know it.
Yes. That's yes.
Remains true today. Mm-hmm. Favorite way to work out? Favorite way?
Okay. So it's, I love lifting weights. Mm-hmm. I love just feeling powerful and strong.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's
it? I also love race walking, but I don't do that year round. Weightlifting I can do any time of the year.
Yeah. Yes. And that is what I love about weightlifting on fit2be.com. So go check out our website, is a fitness site, if you don't know about that, is you can do weightlifting with all kinds of interesting things. You do not have to have a gym weight set up. You do not have to have all that. If you've got like canned food and plastic bags, you are dialed. Yeah, so if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go check it out.
Yeah, beg a better back and beg a better booty.
Beg a better booty is a full workout for your booty using around the house things as weights.
Yep, in bags.
People that are listening to this are like, what on earth are these guys babbling about? Okay, what's your least favorite workout?
Zumba.
Really? That's the dance one, right? That's the dancing?
I know. Why? It's very popular.
Yeah?
The instructors, they don't talk and you don't know what's coming next. And then they're shaking all their junk everywhere and I can't shake my junk like that. It just doesn't look pretty when I do it.
So we need to come up with something like Zumba that fixes those problems. that's kind of like it, but fixes those problems. You can't be the only one.
I'm sure not.
Okay. Here is one that I've been wondering since we put this list together. And I think I can safely speak for everyone listening to this. They are very curious of this one as well. What came first, the chicken or the egg? I need to know.
The chicken.
Okay. Okay.
The chicken did.
Okay. And then it laid the first egg.
Yes.
Okay. We're just going to leave it at that.
Yep.
Beth knows the chicken came first. If someone drops in unannounced, you'll be wearing what?
Probably pajama bottoms.
Unbelievable.
Pajama bottoms and what I actually would have on now. Like I have this really comfy like sweatshirt top and my Carhartt vest. Yeah, that I pretty much live in that kind of thing.
That's your getting it done go-to.
Maybe leggings. Maybe.
Okay. On certain days. On certain days. Depending on how hot or cold it is outside. If it's cold outside, then leggings for sure, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Although I might just throw a bathrobe over the whole mess.
Just because it's cold.
Yeah.
I mean, Battleground, it's cold, in the wintertime, it's wet and dark. And
yeah. Dirty. I mean, we're just a couple hours south of where they filmed the Twilight movies, if that tells you anything.
And that's where they found the rainiest place in the country, right? Yeah. To like film those.
That's pretty much actually in the world. Even next to Scotland.
Wow. But it's beautiful and green. Okay. We just did that one. How do you relax and unwind?
Okay. Here it is. Hot Epsom salt bath with my laptop propped up on a book, playing Netflix.
Okay.
Glass of wine.
Okay.
Or just a big jug of water, but let's
a big jug of water. Okay.
Yeah, I have in the wind, the lights down low and preferably the door locked.
You would think
I would remember to lock the door more frequently being a mom, but usually somebody wanders in and I'm like, can you go find the parent that has clothes on, please?
Right. Right. Yeah. So now the bath, the salt bath, you don't just, sprinkle a little bit of salt in there. Ooh. Right.
No,
we've talked about this before. So tell us about the salt situation. Like enough salt to float, like the Dead Sea in that thing, right?
Yeah. So what I do, pretty much, I go to my local feed store, you know, like the hay seeds, that store that sells your hay and your livestock stuff. And I get the 50-pound bag of Epsom salts, okay, that's like industrial, that's used for animals. I figure, hey, if it's good for my goats, it's good for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I put 4 to 6 cups into the bath. And I get that thing as hot as I can stand it. And then I sit in it for at least a half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, if you're pregnant listening to this, you should not be in that long, that hot, but still really good benefits. The magnesium just soaks in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I try to do that at least once a week.
Once a week. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening, you got your prescription.
Yes. It's amazing.
Once a week. Okay. Pickles, sweet or dill?
Dill. Dill. Oh, I cannot stand sweet pickles.
Because it's weird.
I eat a few sweet pickles every year at Thanksgiving. Yeah, you know, some people really love sweet pickles. God bless you. But I'll eat a few for my mother's sake because my mother makes the sweet pickles. But I'm a dill pickle girl all the way.
How do they make those sweet? They just add sugar in the pickling?
It's like sugar and cloves and things. Yeah. Things that don't make sense to me.
I grew up with the sweet pickles in the fridge because that's all my dad will eat. And it just always seemed not quite right to me.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of with you on that whole dill pickle thing.
Well, and I always have to have extra pickles. Like if I go through a drive-thru and order a burger, it's got to have extra pickles on it.
Really?
If I make burgers at home, it's got to have pickles. It's got to have dill pickle relish.
Yeah.
I love the flavor of dill pickles.
Wow. So this is just so when you go through the drive-thru, you ask for extra pickles. I don't think most people do that. How often do they get it right?
Like most of the time I will pull back into the parking lot and go in there and demand my pickles if they miss them.
Are my pickles?
Excuse me. I ordered extra pickles.
Yeah, that's a, I don't know. That's a strange one. do you believe in Santa Claus? Yes or no?
Okay. So here's the deal. I think St. Nick was a real person. And I think that Santa Claus is kind of, it's almost like Jesus where, you know, Jesus was real and we still celebrate him. And Santa, like the original, was real and we still celebrate him.
Okay. So you're saying he was a real dude.
Yeah.
He's not getting in a magical sleigh with 8 reindeer,
no.
8 tiny reindeer and flying all around in one night.
Right. So
super
our kids.
I'm super glad you're with me.
we never even promoted it to our kids, but of course they picked up on it from their friends.
And then
they figured out really quick. And the sad day was when my son decided to start educating all of his poor little friends.
Oh,
I was getting phone calls from
parents. I bet you had the angry mom calls.
I did. It was strange. I was like, why are we so angry about this? But okay, I get it. You know, it's really this like staying youthful innocence. Okay, moving on.
The main takeaway here is that you don't still think there's a fat, jolly man flying around in a sleigh in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve. That's the thing that I think is the big.
I hope not.
Favorite sweet treat? You can only have one. One favorite. What's the favorite?
Sour Patch Watermelon slices.
Interesting. Okay. I can relate. Those are interesting. They're sweet on the outside, right? They dip them in sugar, but sour.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are cool. Cloth or disposable? I'm assuming you wrote this question. I'm assuming you're talking about diapers.
Well, knowing our site. Okay. So I was talking about diapers.
Okay.
So I did both. I did predominantly cloth with my first baby, but you know, as a lot of parenting goes, by the second one, I was like, all right, look, we're starting this with sposies and we'll do cloth when we can.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on before that becomes a flame war on people commenting on that.
I know.
birth control question mark.
Oh, so yeah, this is another personal one. I was on birth control as a teenager to regulate my cycles, and but not ever for family planning. My husband and I do NFP. We took a class through the local Catholic church, even though we're not Catholic. They offer some really great classes. That was a little bit intense. We took that class before we were married, and I was like, oh my gosh, I did not need him to know this much about my body, but maybe I do. He's been very supportive. But yeah, I actually, I'm glad that it exists, but I the birth control pill, there's a lot of research coming out about it. That's kind of freaky.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty harsh chemical if you think about it.
Yeah.
So,
we'll leave that one alone too.
if you're on it, go do some research on the
internet. Yes, please.
The what? Uh-huh. Okay. If it's raining, which happens sometimes in Battleground.
What do I do?
Pouring down rain. What do you do?
Oh, I hibernate. I really do. Curl up in front of the, make a fire, do some writing. I do a lot of writing when it's raining. Watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Work out at home. Make a circuit.
So you do the raining stuff. The raining stuff, the people stuff people do when it's raining.
Yes.
I think the thing you said that I think people don't do is make a circuit. What do you mean?
I don't want to work out outside. I mean, kudos to all the people that are diehard and can work out outside when it's pouring down rain. Yeah, I know you're great at that. I am not. I am a fair weather fitness person.
Yeah.
But I would rather make a circuit indoors. So we actually just filmed a circuit and that'll be available to our members, showing all the little things I can do around my house.
If you don't know how to work out inside, you need to hop on over to fit2be.com, check it out.
Yep.
Because you can work out for the next 10 years inside and never get bored with our website.
Pretty much. We have like so many workouts.
Yeah. Okay. Is it raining right now in Battleground?
Amazingly not. It is blue sky.
What?
Sky. That is rare. That usually, I don't even know how many sunny days we typically get here, but you know, it's the first day of spring. Today is the spring equinox when we're recording this. And normally it pours down rain on this day. So I am enjoying the sunshine.
That's nice. Okay. It's not 80 there yet, but let's say it was. It's 80 and sunny. What do you do on those days?
I go to the lake. And I sit in the sunshine or use my paddleboard, and my kids kayak around the pool and yell at each other, and I yell at them and read a book and yell at them and read a book and yell at them and read a book.
So when it's 80 and sunny, you do whatever you need to do to get outside.
I try. When it gets much hotter than 85, that's when the Pacific Northwest gene kicks back in and we start to wilt over here. We're like, we don't know what to do with all this heat. And we go back to staying indoors and hibernating at that point.
Crazy. I can relate a little bit, just a little. Okay. This is a tough one. And I'm nervous that we're going to get a bunch of flame wars on this one. Pancakes or waffles?
I prefer waffles. I don't like how things run off the pancakes.
So the waffle kind of holds all the goods in there.
Waffles feel more special too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're on the waffles. What are you putting on your waffle? Tell the truth.
At home, it's maple syrup and peanut butter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good combo.
At restaurants, it's whipped cream and strawberries.
Nice. Like it. So it's kind of like a dessert.
Yeah, pretty much.
Current swimsuit.
Oh, see, now this could start some fights. women get testy about swimwear, I tell ya.
You can test about off a lot of things.
Yeah. So this last summer, I was really digging. I had this super cute kind of a short black skirty. And then I had a kind of a tankini type thing that was really high in front and tied behind my neck. Super cute. And tied in the back, all lots of pretty strings. Right now, I've got more of a simple, I've been wearing it to the pool when I go with my kids. It's just a more straight tankini. It comes clear down to my shorts, and I just got a new pair of Nike swim shorts that are really nice. I really like them. They were on sale. They're like $30 and they cover all the cellulite quite nicely.
So when you go to the pool, are you swimming or are you just in pool wear?
Oh, so, hey, you snuck that one in. I will go like, you know, the little pool area that's got the currents and it makes you go faster or you can turn and walk against the current. My kids really like that. So when they're, I usually join them in there and we float around and they try to drown me. or drown each other, and I'm yelling at them, and then I go sit in the hot tub.
Yeah.
There's a lot of yelling.
So there's yelling at the lake. There's yelling at the pool. Okay.
Let's just keep it real.
I'm seeing a theme here. Have you ever smoked?
Depends. No, I smoked a cigar like once, for two puffs.
How was that?
That's it. I don't see what all the fuss is about. It did nothing for me.
Yeah.
But I've never smoked pot and I've never smoked cigarettes.
Yes.
I never have felt enticed by those.
Yeah.
Although sometimes they make it look really good on TV. Sometimes I'm like, maybe that's what I need.
Maybe. We'll ask this question in 5 more years and see.
See if I've taken up smoking.
Have you ever been pulled over by the law?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so once in college.
The answer is yes.
Yes. Yes. Once in college, when I ran a stop sign at 2 in the morning and there was nobody around. I don't know what the point of that was.
Did you get a ticket?
He gave me a warning.
Did you cry?
No, I told him I was up late studying with my boyfriend, which I was, and he let me off the hook. And then last year, I was on my way to Kelly Dean's house for Easter Sunday. And I was doing 40 and a 25.
That's a little fast.
On Easter Sunday, I got a ticket.
Wow. You deserved it. Easter Sunday, yeah. 40. Easter Sunday, you're speeding?
I thought it was 35 in there. Wow. So I was still technically, I did not know it was 25, honestly.
And now you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I paid that ticket. Took my kids down to the courthouse, showed them the room with all the handcuffs. It was great.
Sweet. How much was the ticket?
Well, he was nice and only wrote me up for 5 over. Cause he said Easter Sunday's for grace. I was like, so it was only 125.
Oof, hate that. That was nice of him though. How many boyfriends before you got married?
Like 11 or 12.
11 or 12. Make up your mind. Wow.
Well, one of them was a little on the fence.
Okay.
He wasn't really committed.
Got it. All right. So let me see your nails. Mint green. Okay. Yep. If you're listening to this, trust me, mint green on some very fancy nails that aren't necessarily all real. So why the fake nails?
Because when I was going through counseling for anxiety after I had my second kid, we were talking about strategic things I can do to keep from clawing my face apart. Cause I tend to pick at things when I'm upset.
Okay.
And I used to have a hard time admitting that. And I'm realizing more and more, I'm not alone. That's actually a very common coping mechanism.
Sure.
And so having these thick nails on really keeps my face in better shape.
I had no idea. That is interesting. You know what else it does? It destroys certain keys on your keyboard. So all of the keyboards at your house are missing a key or two. Not missing. It's just you can't see.
They're just worn off.
The T key. Now it's only the T key, right?
Usually. I think it's also been the B.
The letter T, what's going on? Like it's just like the right index finger, right angle to dig it out. Like literally, if you look at her keyboard, there's no key.
Yeah. It's like worn down.
It's like the rest of the laptop's in perfect shape, but there's no T key. Okay. Anyway, coconut milk or cow milk? There's a lot of milks to now.
Cow milk.
You got hemp. You got soy.
I know.
You got almond. Cow milk, huh?
Yeah. And I feel more justified about that now. Because it turns out dairy, just straight dairy products, full fat, are more bioavailable for women for a lot of the nutrients we need. So if you can handle dairy, dairy is a good thing. If you can't handle dairy, then obviously dairy is not a good thing.
Yeah.
But going like perimenopause, it's really important that we get those fats. And cow milk is some of the most bioavailable to us.
Yeah. So not skim, not 1%, not 2%, not
whole milk.
Not whole. All the way to the heavy whipping cream, right? You just drink it.
No.
All right. So whole milk. Mm-hmm. What do you put that milk on? Like
cereal.
Cereal? Dang it. I knew it. And it's probably like Cocoa Puffs too, huh?
Sometimes. I go through phases. Like right now, I don't have cow milk in the house because I was eating way too much cereal a couple months ago. And it was starting to show up in places. So, you know, like two bowls of cereal at night before bed every night, that's not a good thing. Okay. So when I start getting into that rut, I had to put a stop to it.
Yeah.
So once I have a grip on my cereal addiction, then I maybe will reintroduce it in small quantities again.
Got it. I can relate. I mean, I'm kind of off of it, been off of it for a while, but man, just, you know, a nice,
it's so comforting. Golden
Grahams is just like the best.
Yes. Golden Grahams.
Okay. So, other than eating cereal before bed and that causing digestive problems, what keeps you up at night?
Oh, well, last night it was taxes, like we talked about in the pre-show.
Son of a taxes. I hate those things.
Yeah, it's tax season here, and we were getting all our I's dotted and T's crossed, and I woke up at 2 a.m. going, did I sign? Did we file? What? And then my brain was awake and started thinking about new workouts. I often come up with entire workouts at 2:30 a.m. and then can't remember them when I wake up. It's really irritating. And my husband's sleeping next to me. It's not like I can turn the light on and take notes.
Yeah. I mean, what would you, I mean, yeah.
Actually, he'd probably snore right through it.
I mean, why wouldn't you do that, actually? Just do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Do a little thing, write it down, then your brain can kind of rest and you know it's written down, so.
Yes, anyway. I do sometimes, what was it, like that Seinfeld episode where he thinks he has the really good joke in the middle of the night, and so he wakes up and he like, and then the next morning he can't even read what he wrote, and he spends the whole rest of the show asking people what they think he wrote.
Right.
That has happened to me. I'm like, I'm not going to turn on the light. I'm just going to write this as best. And then I wake up in the morning and think, what on earth was that?
Just turn on the light. Just turn on the light. Cause maybe it's brilliance that you want to capture for sure. Turn on the light, write it down.
It's brilliance.
Favorite quote.
Oh, right now, I don't know. I just drew a blank. Can we come back to that one?
Let's come back. Favorite verse?
Right now it's Exodus 14:14.
Which is?
The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still.
Oof, that's a good one. That's like what I call a tattoo verse. Like you could tattoo that someplace on your body.
I really would like to, but my husband especially hates tattoos and the notion of them. And I buck him a lot, but I don't know, permanent markings.
So no special tattoos?
No tattoos. I really want
Sharpie. What about like Sharpie? You can just Sharpie. You could change it up every week.
I would mess it up. I'm a terrible drawer.
A terrible drawer?
Drawer.
Any strange piercings?
No. I have double pierced ears.
Double. When you are out there.
Yes. That is... Oh, it was out there when I got them. Oh my goodness. My dad was concerned about my soul.
That's awesome. Okay. Favorite book.
Ooh. Okay.
All time.
Okay.
No, all time.
Favorite. All right. Look, I could default to the Bible, and that is a fabulous book, but
you can't pick that one.
Okay. So I have a lot of favorites.
Nope. The favorite. The favorite.
Okay, come back to that because I got to think.
What?
I got to think.
Okay, we're getting a list here. We're coming back to favorite quote. We're coming back to favorite book. Wow.
Okay.
Favorite show on Netflix right now, right today. Favorite, absolute favorite.
Well, my absolute favorite show of all time was actually Dexter.
Okay. Is that the one with the guy that like murders people but also solves murders?
Something? He's the psychopath everybody loves.
That's weird. That's real weird.
I don't know what it says about you. No, it's not a clean show, but I loved it. Just being honest. But like, currently I'm binge watching Frasier. But you couldn't get more different than Dexter. Frasier versus Dexter.
Okay, least favorite show on Netflix ever. The show that you watched too many episodes of, and you kept hoping it would get better, but it sucked.
There's a lot of those these days.
Hey.
Well, the one that comes to the top of my mind is that Santa Clarita Diet, where the woman turns into a zombie. I was like, my friends love it, and I watched it, and I don't know. It just I was like, this is horrible.
I don't even know the shows you're talking about. The Santa Clarita Diet?
Yeah.
It's terrible, though. I'm not looking it up.
Terrible. Okay. Don't even waste your time on it.
Okay, this is an interesting question. Least favorite body part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put this in here because I think people might think that I think I'm perfect. I'm not.
What?
I have a couple.
The least favorite, not a couple. The least favorite.
I really, really don't like my nose.
What?
It's crooked. See, it's like it goes this way.
Okay, if you're listening to this on a podcast and you're not watching the video version, go right now and then comment in the comments if you can see it's
crooked. If you can see that my nose is crooked. Okay. If I ever get rich, I'm going to get a nose job.
No, didn't you head down this path of like, you know, Michael Jackson? You don't want to start with the nose job. Most favorite body part?
I really like my arms.
Okay, let me see them. Flex.
Well, then they're hiding. You can kind of see. Oh, gosh, okay. I'm sweating. So we talk about fitness and I break a sweat. It's Pavlov's dogs over here.
That's funny. Again, go check out the video version of this to see the sweat marks. All right.
No.
Kryptonite food.
Well, that'd probably be the cereal thing. Bread. Oh my gosh, I love bread.
Yeah.
And I refuse to believe that all bread is bad.
Yeah.
For some people it might be, but for me
pretty much is. Yeah.
Oh, you lost me?
Yeah, I lost you. But yeah, basically bread. Whatever you were saying, the real answer is that bread is definitely not good for you. Biggest fear.
Oh, that my kids will die.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. That's actually a legitimately big fear.
Yeah. Okay, you will have to pack me away to a loony bin.
Okay, how about this? How about biggest fear that's not reasonable?
It's not reasonable?
Yeah. Like the fear you shouldn't have, but you're terrified. What is it?
Well, that people won't like me.
I was going to say something snarky, but I'm not right to. That's not a reasonable fear.
It's not a reasonable fear, but it is a fear. Like, oh, I shouldn't do this because people won't like me if I do this.
Yeah. And you know what? If they don't like you, too bad. Okay. Least favorite, biggest fear. Yeah. Okay. If you could travel anywhere right now, where? Where are you going? Where are you going?
Italy.
Italy. Okay. Where in Italy?
All the places, the gondolas, is the Pantheon in Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the shopping and the cobblestone streets. I just want to spend like a month in Italy.
Italy's a good place. I think you should go there. Second most place you want to travel to?
Scotland, Ireland, that whole area.
Okay. Okay. Least favorite place you want to travel to? The place you are absolutely not going.
Portland, Oregon.
You're going there all the time.
I know, and I don't like it. We moved. We left there. I don't like going back.
You're not sure where Beth lives. It is just a few miles north of Portland and the big city. So she's often there. I'm with you, though. Not my favorite place at all, and I lived there a long time as well. Two pet peeves, top two pet peeves. I mean, I'm sure you have a lot more than two, but what are the top two,
Okay, people chewing with their mouths open.
Yeah, okay. Do you ever chew with your mouth open?
Never.
Never, okay.
I'm sure I do.
If I capture some video of that, I'm going to send it to you. All right, so second one.
My kids snarfing, like when they need to blow their nose.
Hold it. What is snarfing? I don't know what that is.
I was telling you. Oh. It's when they need to blow their nose, but they don't blow their nose. That. And then they like pull the snot back into their bodies. And I say, go blow your nose. And they say, oh, I don't have to. You clearly do. Go blow your nose. And then we have a 5-minute argument about them needing to blow their nose.
You know what? I would not have listed that. But I agree with you. That's bad.
Like you're focused on something and then they come and they stand and
And they're always standing there. Like,
go blow your nose. No, I don't need to.
They're just like hovering.
Yeah, and they're wiping snot across their hands.
Okay, that's cool. Do you play any instruments?
I like to think that I could.
So that means no, not at all.
Yeah, I've had piano lessons.
Uh-huh. How'd that go?
Well, my sister was put in charge of giving them to me, so that's probably why I don't play.
You can't do piano lessons from a sister. There's no way. I lost you.
Yeah, it didn't work.
I lost you. Okay.
That's okay. I didn't say anything. We're back.
Okay. So no instruments.
No.
Favorite board game?
Okay, so a few years ago, I wouldn't have known what to say, but it's Rummy Cub. Rummy Cube? Rummy Cub?
What is, I don't know what that is. What is that?
Oh, it's a really great matching math. You have these little cubes and you have to match the letters and numbers. And I can't explain it, but I really like it. If anybody knows about Rummy Cub, they know.
You play it solo?
No, it takes up to like four players.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's really great thinking skills game.
Got it. Are those all games stacked up behind you there?
Yes. Yes, and it's back there.
What are they?
Okay, we've got Imagine If.
Okay.
Hi-Ho Cheerio, which believe it or not, my son still likes to play. Rummy Cub. Mancala. I don't know. That's also a fun one. Yahtzee. Watch Your Mouth, which is where you wear the mouth spreaders. That one's pretty good too.
Oh my goodness.
And then In a Pickle. Okay. That's a fun one. We played that. When you guys were here last time.
That's a collection. That's a collection right there.
Yeah.
Okay, favorite workout on fittobe.com?
My personal favorites have got to be the Fusion Mix. There's two of them, and they're long, and they have all my favoriteest difficult moves in them.
Yeah, those are pretty good. Least favorite workout on Fit2Be that you've had to film. So that, like, it might be a great workout, but the one you hated filming the most.
Ooh, there's actually a few.
Okay.
Like you're right. I don't always love what I film. Well, there was that one regrettable workout where I think we finally took it down. I'm sitting on a ball. Wearing way too many clothes. We were using garage lights.
So
and I had the cord up my leg.
An 8 years ago one.
Yeah, pretty much. But in terms of like ones that were just awkward and difficult for me, balanced inversions, it's a great routine, but man, it was difficult to teach. And that's one that I always think, oh, I really want to redo that one.
But then you don't want to.
Yeah, I don't. It's challenging. And then my wall workout, yeah, that one too. We couldn't get the microphone right. We had to safety pin my shirt. I don't know.
Interesting. It's interesting some of the things that we have to do that are kind of surprising that you wouldn't think would be that hard to film some of these things, but filming in a living room
presents
extra challenges that you might not think of. Like living rooms, you know, even if you have a large living room, they're not that big for you get lights and cameras and tripods and people and microphones and And then you're trying to do a workout and I'm like,
okay, and it's like, stay in that one area. You can't go
here to here. You can't go from here to here. So it's tough. Uh-huh.
And then the body sculpting in the park. And I was getting over strep throat and we were filming at a higher elevation and I was so out of breath the whole time. And I really thought I was going to die in the middle of that. And then, and then it required extra editing because some pervert stood behind us in the bushes rubbing his nipples and he had to be airbrushed out.
Ooh.
And I didn't know. They showed it to me later. I had no clue he was even there. We have the blooper. It's in our files somewhere.
I remember that. It's like, this workout was such a pain to film. We are going to use it. We are going to have to cover over this weirdo. That was awesome. That was awesome. That was weird. Okay, least favorite thing about running an online fitness business?
Having to learn new stuff all the time. Like, there's always some new plugin or new thing, and it just really burns my brain sometimes. I just want to lift weights.
Yeah.
I don't want to learn all the things.
I know.
I'm really just a gym jock at heart.
I am with you on that. Not the gym jock part. I am with you on that. You have to learn. You're just constantly having to learn new things.
But I do. And we do. And we stay in the game, because if you don't, then you're out.
Yeah. Most shocking thing about running an online fitness studio over the last 8 years? Most shocking. You're like, what? That one.
The really strange things that people get mad about and write to you about.
Okay. I'm just thinking of some of those. What is the most shocking thing that someone got mad about?
One lady really didn't like my outfit.
Just one lady?
Yeah. This one lady, though, really had her knickers in a knot about my spaghetti straps. And I get it. That is a concern for some people, and I respect that. But she wrote this long letter, and bless your heart, ma'am, if you're listening, because you really are a treasure. But she wrote me a letter that she would pray for me, and then she sent me clothing, some used clothing from her own closet.
Which is both crazy and amazing at the same time.
It was very sweet of her. It didn't fit, so I donated it. It truly didn't fit. It wasn't the right size. One of the shirts came up to my ribs, so it would have showed off my belly, which would have defeated the whole purpose of her letter.
Sure. That is awesome.
But I was very touched and also surprised by that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, two more, and then we'll wrap this baby up, which has been super fun. Okay. So the first question is not really a question. It is, in 60 seconds, I want you to summarize what Fit2Be Studio is, because there are people that are listening to this that stumbled onto it for some reason that have no idea what we're talking about with regards to this online fitness studio. So I'm going to start a stopwatch.
And you got to cut me off. Be like, done.
I'm going to cut you off.
Because I could go on.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Fit2Be is an online fitness website that is family friendly and modest, according to most people's standards. We provide over 200 workouts that you can stream, and our specialty is diastasis recti, or diastasis recti, however you pronounce it, which means that we do workouts that are actually going to help that situation, not make it worse. We have all the workouts. We have Pilates and yoga and Tabata and kickboxing.
Halfway there.
And fusion mixes and cardio and circuits and weights, because I have exercise ADD. So I have been certified in all the things throughout the years. So we just keep filming. We have two founders, me and Chris, and we have four assistants. So our business supports two families full time and four families part time. And we've been around for 8 years, and we are, I think, the world's foremost leader in tummy safe fitness. So we were kind of doing this before anybody else.
10 seconds.
And I think that what we're doing is really awesome and fun, and our forum is amazing, and we love our clients.
Perfect. I actually let you go over a couple seconds, but you did awesome.
I thought I finished early.
Nice job. Nice job. That's a good summary. Oh yeah, we got to use that clip somewhere. That's
good. It's kind of rambly.
I dig it. If you have more questions after that, which I hope you do, go check out our website.
Yep.
So we've been doing this business, online business, online fitness studio for 8 years or so, maybe even a little more. I don't even know. A long time, hundreds of workouts, people all over the world. It's been very, very challenging. Many, many countries represented. What is the coolest, most rewarding part of doing all that? That's your last question. Why do you do it? Like, why do you? It's a pain in the butt a lot of the time.
It is. I do it for the mama who posts in the forum that she narrowed her diastases, and she was able to go back to her favorite yoga class and know exactly how to modify. I do it for the woman who finds us before she has kids and is able to have a stronger pregnancy, and posts that, you know, she finished her pregnancy with just like a two-finger diastasis, and she can already connect with her pelvic floor 2 weeks out. I do it for the grandma We have several grandmas who are feeling stronger in their 60s and 70s than they ever have. I get really excited about women like that, that post things like that. That always is like a new wind in my sails.
Yeah. Sweet. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. This has been fun. I like the rapid fire thing is a good idea. That was your idea. I love
it. I think people should send in other questions and then we'll compile the questions and we'll do this again. We should do it like every 15 episodes or something.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll do it every so often. Send in your questions. We'll drop it on the forum too. Send them in. How should they send them in? You know what? We'll put a link.
Yeah.
In the show thing about this and put a little form and you can fill it out and actually submit questions.
I like that. Okay, but don't we recently we did get a form in our live chat. We have this little chat bubble on our site. And I have never had this. This was one of those shocking moments where somebody was like, I want to know about the sex. That was all it said.
Yeah, I think
I'm pretty
the
sure
the spam was... system on that does a good job. But I think that it purposely let that one through because it knew we needed a good laugh that week because maybe. That one got a lot of mileage with our team.
Yeah, I was like, are they asking about their pelvic floor?
Oh, that is so awesome. And with that one, don't send any more like that. Send me questions. Unless they're super funny, and then actually that's okay. And then I think with that, we should end.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
We'll see you guys next time.
Well, that was a doozy. Thanks for listening. I really hope that you join us in our community over at fittobe.com. You can join as a member for one low monthly rate or an awesome yearly rate that includes everything. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and follow us on our social media, on Twitter at fittobe, on Instagram at fittobestudio, and on Facebook under Fit2Be Tummy Safe Fitness. See you soon.